Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 6, text number 31. Conversations between Narada and Vyasadeva. Conversation between Narada and Vyasadeva. Antar Bahesh Sha Lokangs Trin Parayemi Askandita Vrataha Anugrahan Mahavishnu Avighata Gati Kvachit Antar Bahischa Lokanstrin Antar Bahischa Lokanstrin Paryamya Skandita Brata Paryamya Skandita Brata Anugrahan Mahavishnor Anugrahan Mahavishnor Avighata Gati Kvachit Avighata Gati Kvachit Antar Bahischa Lokanstrin Paryamya Skandita Vrata Anugrahan Mahavishnor Avighata Gati Kvachit Gati Kvachit Antabahischa Lokanstrin Paryamya Skandita Vrata Anugrahan Mahavishnu Avighata Gati Kvachit Antabahischa Lokanstrin in the transcendental world. Bahi in the material world. Cha and Lokan planets. Trin three divisions. Paryami travel. Askandita unbroken. Vrata vow. Anugrahat by the causeless mercy. Mahavishnu.
Mahavishnu.
Of the Mahavishnu Karnadakshay Vishnu. Avigata. Without restriction. Gati. Entrance. Kvachit. At any time. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Since then, by the grace of the Almighty Vishnu, I travel everywhere without restriction, both in the transcendental world and in the three divisions of the material world. This is because I am fixed in unbroken devotional service of the Lord. Purport. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, there are three divisions of the material spheres, namely the Urdhvaloka, topmost planets, Madhyaloka, midway planets, and Anto Loka, downward planets, Adho Loka. Beyond the Urdhvaloka planets, that is to say above the Brahmaloka, are the material coverings of the universes. And above that is the spiritual sky, which is unlimited in expansion, containing unlimited self-illuminated Vaikuntha planets, inhabited by God Himself along with His associates, who are all eternally liberated living entities. Sri Narada Muni could enter all these planets in both the material and spiritual spheres without restrictions. As much as the Almighty Lord is free to move personally in any part of His creation. In the material world, living beings are influenced by the three material modes of nature, namely goodness, passion, and ignorance. But Sri Narada Muni is transcendental to all these material modes, and thus he can travel everywhere unrestricted. He is a liberated spaceman. The causeless mercy of Lord Vishnu is unparalleled, and such mercy is perceived by the devotees only by the grace of the Lord. Therefore, the devotees never fall down, but the materialists, i.e., the fruitive workers and the speculative philosophers, do fall down, being forced by their respective modes of nature. The rishis, as above mentioned, cannot enter into the transcendental world like Narada. This fact is disclosed in the Narasimha Purana. Rishis like Marichi are authorities in fruitive work, and rishis like Sanaka and Sanatana are authorities in philosophical speculations. But Sri Narada Muni is the prime authority for transcendental devotional service of the Lord. All the great authorities in the devotional service of the Lord follow in the footsteps of Narada Muni in order of the Narada Bhakti Sutra. And therefore all the devotees of the Lord are unhesitatingly qualified to enter into the kingdom of God, Vaikuntha. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyana Jana Shalakaya Chakshu Militam Jena Tasmai Sigurve Nama Mukham Guru Divachalam Pangam Langai Te Gurum Yadkipatam Ande Sigurum Dina Dharinam Paramananda Marvam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram. Since then, by the grace of the Almighty Vishnu, I travel everywhere without restriction, both in the transcendental world and in the three divisions of the material world. This is because I am fixed in unbroken devotional service of the Lord. So we've been hearing so nicely from previous classes about the glories of Narada Muni. And as we heard yesterday, the glories of the devotees. Specifically here, Srila Prabhupada is accentuating or making distinct this position of the devotees in the case of Narada Muni here. And this is It's a very important, of course, Srila Prabhupada makes so many incredible points in this purport, but very significant position of the devotees can't be understated. The Bhagavatam describes very nicely by Shukadeva Goswami, he's speaking to Maharaj Parikit, Muktanam Api Siranam, that there are so many muktis, or those who are liberated from the bodily concept of life. They don't have any interest in family or friendship, society, love, such things. They're freed from that entanglement. And then there are also the siddhis, those who are perfect in their understanding of the insignificance of the bodily concept of life, or the bodily comforts. So he explains that there are Koteshvapi Mahamune, that there are millions and billions of them, trillions actually. Prabhupada describes it in the plural sense, it means billions and trillions. So there's just there's not just a few of such persons who are liberated, muktanam, or siddhi, they've perfected some kind of mystic shakti. But Narayana Parayana Sudulabha Prashantatma Koteshvapi Mahamune. But those who are who have come to devotional service, who are Narayana Parayana, Madhvacharya describes in his teachings that there are some 90 million demigods, 90 million demigods, and some 70 million sages, who are addressed as what is the word? Narayanayana. They're exalted personalities, but there's just a few who are described as Narayana Parayana, those who have become exclusively dedicated in the service of Lord Narayan. Narada Muni here is glorified. We heard the other day in previous classes how he, wherever he travels, he's always reciting Om Namo Narayanaya Namah. He's always offering obeisances to Lord Narayan. And Prabhupada makes a very interesting point here in the purport where he describes that he quotes or he mentions something from the Narasimha Purana. There's a very nice discussion between Narada Muni and one Brahmana Pundarik, and he's describing to him the process of devotional service and how by this chanting of the Lord's name Om Namo Narayanaya he achieved this extraordinary position, or one can achieve this extraordinary position of being an unadulterated or unalloyed devotee of the Lord. So, Shukadeva Goswami makes this point to Maharaj Parikit that there's very to find such a person is very rare. Amongst all the sages and demigods who are in their own right very exalted personalities, we can't underestimate them. They're certainly very wonderful devotees of the Lord. But there's just a few who are actually surrendered in total to the personality of Godhead. Therefore, such persons are very special. And even Lord Shiva, also he makes this point to Parvati, Narayana Parayana, Narayana Paraksarve Nakutaschana Bibhyati, Svarga Bhavarga Narakeshu Abhituliyarta Darshana. He also makes this point to Parvati. She was quite impressed by the behavior of Chitraketu. And Lord Shiva responded by making this point that the devotees of the Lord, they never fear any condition or situation that may arise. And certainly there are so many difficulties in this material world. We have all experienced to some degree. But the devotees of the Lord, their only interest is service to the personality of Godhead. So no matter where they may end up going, as here is described very nicely, how Narada Muni, by the grace of the Lord, was able to travel anywhere and everywhere, just as the Lord himself. And of course, he wasn't going to these places in some fearful state of mind. It's like we heard yesterday very nicely how the saints and rishis were created first from the body of Lord Brahma. And their business is to go out and spread God consciousness. And of course, you can't do that if one is in the in some bodily concept of life, or in some mixed mode of devotional service. One has to come to the to be truly effective. One needs to come to the pure platform of devotional service, and in that state, one can do the necessary, do the needful. Because even sometimes we all have experience in our devotional lives that sometimes things are very challenging, and one may have second thoughts. Should I do or should I not? But if one has faith in the personality of Godhead and is absorbed in his activities and pastimes, Marasha Kata Mrishta Shinvanti Katayanti Cha, is described by the Lord by Kapiladev. He was speaking to Devahuti. The Lord is speaking, and he explains that because the devotees are constantly hearing and chanting about my activities, Marashraya, because they're discussing topics of the personality of Godhead, not other topics. There's so many other topics to hear. We were bombarded throughout the day by so many different topics. Shukadeva also explains that Shrotavyadini, what is that? Shrotavyadini Raja Naninam Shanti Sahasrasha. There's so many things that people are talking about economics or this thing or that thing, and it's such a big distraction. So the devotees try to avoid such conversation such topics, because all they do is disturb the mind. All they do is distract one from what is most important. The thing is, we're not interested in some material wealth or followers or this or fame or this or that. These things are not, they're really insignificant in the mind of a devotee. Instead, one should be constantly hearing about the and chanting about the glorious activities of the Lord. And in that state, one doesn't experience the miseries of material life. Because we're filled up. One is filled up. It's just like you have a cup of a certain liquid, and if you pour in another liquid, say you have just water, and you pour in some milk, eventually all the water spills out and you have just milk. So the process of Krishna consciousness is that you fill yourself, you fill your thoughts with thoughts of Krishna, about his activities, about his devotees. As we heard yesterday, the association of devotees is so important for in that respect, that there's no other conversation, there's no other interest, there's no other thoughts, because the mind is absorbed in hearing about the activities of the Lord. So there's no space for this other energy or this other conversation to get in. As a matter of fact, it becomes so effective that when these devotees go out, they also become infective. Bhavavida bhagavata stirta bhuta svayam bhavo. The devotees become so infective that by their association, others and other places become auspicious. They also become holy. And just like, again, we just have practical experience in the example of Srila Prabhupada, how he was so filled with thoughts of the Supreme Lord that wherever he went, those places, Tirtha Bhuta Swayam Bhivo, those places, they become holy in themselves. They become very important, very significant. So that when other people come, they also experience that same spiritual experience. So here, Narada Muni is, by the grace of the Lord, Srila Prabhupada so nicely points out that by the grace of the Lord, Narada Muni, grace of the Lord meaning that he was empowered by the process of, by the holy name, to be able to go out and travel. Of course, we all like to travel. Who doesn't like to travel? But we don't go traveling just to see the mountains, or we don't go traveling just to see the water, or we don't go traveling just to enjoy something. No, that's not recommended to go to such holy places and simply take a bath. We don't go to these places here and there just for some mundane enjoyment. No, instead, the consciousness should be, I'm going to such and such place, whether it's higher, lower, middle, as here Narada Muni is traveling, to spread Krishna consciousness, God consciousness. Prabhupada very nicely points out here that there are different places. What is that? Urdvam gashanti sattvasta madhye tishtani rajasa jaganya guni brittista adho gashanti tamasa. So there are higher places that one can go, the higher planets, which is presided over by Lord Brahma, Or one can go to the middle planetary systems, mode of passion, where it's mixed. One can engage in some pious activity. If one is in, Prabhupada points out, if one is in pure passion, then one may take on the position of, say, a king or a very wealthy person. One can go to the adhogasthanti tamasa, the lower regions, where it's dominated by the mode of ignorance. Actually, Prabhupada points out that also, too much passion, one can go mad. And we see this. Lord Rishabhadeva also says that. Nuna pramata kurite vikarma. That too much ignorance, one becomes mad. So, different realms are there for conditioned souls. They're restricted in certain ways. But here Narada Muni is describing that by the mercy of the Personality of Godhead, he was able to travel throughout all these places because he was situated in Anukul Jaina Shilana, in unrestricted devotional service. Therefore, he became excellent, Prabhupada describes. When one is situated in pure devotional service, unadulterated, one becomes excellent. So, here Narada Muni was able to transcend, as he points out here, Sri Narada Muni is transcendental to all these material modes. Jibir Gunamayir Bhavar Ibi Sarvamidam Jagat. Everyone in this material world is infected by these different modes, goodness, passion, and ignorance, to some degree. But the devotees of the Lord, because they're situated in pure devotional service, in a devotional state of mind, because they're engaged in devotional service, even the mind may not be so cooperative, and the heart may be a little bit weak. But because one is engaged in devotional service, that protection is provided, is given. One dive in prakriti mashita, one becomes is situated under the umbrella of Krishna's spiritual protection. So, but others here, as is described, the rishis, as above mentioned, cannot enter into the transcendental world like Narada. And this fact was again disclosed by Narada Muni in the Nrisinga Purana when he's speaking to Pundarik. So, and why is that? Because he was situated in devotional, in the devotional service, in the transcendental devotional service of the Lord. Therefore, Prabhupada finishes up here by saying that all the great authorities in the devotional service of the Lord follow in the footsteps of Narada Muni. And why is that? What is it that Narada Muni is doing? Nama Sankirtana Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam. In the last verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's described what is that process. And that is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam. And by chanting that holy name of the Lord, all of one's sinful reactions are eradicated. And all of the material miseries of the material world are also finished. The suffering that is there within this material world. So it's imperative. It's there's no discussion as far as what one should do and what one should not do. It's obvious. We should simply follow in the example, in the footsteps. One should follow in the footsteps of such great personalities. And by doing that, Prabhupada points out here, one unhesitatingly becomes qualified to enter into the kingdom of God, Vaikuntha. So this position of Narada Muni can't be underestimated. Certainly the association of devotees cannot be underestimated. How they're able to go throughout, especially in Narada Muni, very unique in that he was able to travel everywhere, high, low, middle, unhesitatingly, unobstructed, for the purpose of spreading the glories of the Lord. So it's just some thoughts on this verse. Any questions or comments? Hi. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
He bought that horse.